And gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to the Hagmann Report. It is Thursday, August 17th, 2017. The deep state continues their attacks against Donald Trump. We've got terror attacks in Barcelona, Spain. You've got internal turmoil being exploited by the corporate media. In fact, basically everything that is being done inside the White House, inside the Oval Office, inside this administration is being weaponized by the takedown Trump media in order to take down President Donald Trump, duly elected, and also to take down our constitutional republic, much like the statues erasing history as they did in the, of course, in the former Soviet Union, the communist this is a purely communist move, okay, but it's never about the statutes. It's about changing history. I did my show on that today a little bit, some information about revising history and how documents have been expunged at the National Archives. Tune in, 9 to 10. It's also on the archive at BTR. That's the Doug Hagmann Show. And I have to plug Joe and John Robertson at the Hagmann Daily Show, 2 to 3 p.m., also archived on Blog Talk Radio. So go to HagmannReport.com, click on the links to the various shows. But this you know, the frenzied, unhinged, completely biased attacks against not just Donald Trump but the conservative Christians is really taking form. And our first hour guest is going to be Lisa Haven. She's a YouTube sensation, certainly lisahaven.news. And, of course, a quarter of a million subscribers on YouTube. It's quite a following. But, see, that platform is now turning upon or turning against people like Lisa Haven, turning against the Hagmann Report, turning against anyone that has any type of moral integrity or character. And folks, let me tell you something. Okay, what's taking place at Fox News, or what has taken place at Fox News, I shouldn't say what is, what has taken place at Fox News, as written by the ever brilliant Peter Barry Chalka, and I'm being very honest when I say that, his analysis is so important for you to understand, because really, Sean Hannity is, on the corporate news side, the only individual, one might argue Tucker Carlson, but he's the only individual on the corporate news side that is stopping the globalist takeover, 100% takeover of the corporate media. Now, you may say, well, the corporate media has already taken over 100%. Okay, I agree with you. The corporate media. But the talking heads, the people that in front of the camera, very few are actually coming to the defense of Donald Trump. Very few. And that one is Sean Hannity. And they're after him in a big way. Peter Barry Chalka's articles on Hagmann Report and American Thinker. Why this over Barcelona? Leading out, because everyone's going to be talking about Barcelona. It was a terrorist attack. It was a Muslim terrorist attack. A Muslim terrorist attack. Need more explanation than that?
I don't know.
Immigrants.
We can go to CNN's Wolf Blitzer for a great analysis of what happened, as he compared the Barcelona attack today as a copycat killing to the Charlottesville attack that happened Saturday. Yes, you heard me right. CNN's Wolf Blitzer, who covers news, including international terrorist attacks, for a living, had the nerve to say that the Charlottesville attack and the Barcelona attack were related and that it could be a copycat, even though we've had...
Look, Inspire Magazine, Joe. ISIS,
we
Inspire Magazine.
Today on the show.
Okay.
How many years ago is that? About 2 years ago?
It's been forever ago that they've been talking about this mode. You know, and when we brought this up initially through... Previous to Inspire Magazine, there was the Al-Batar series. I don't know how many people remember that, okay? Al-Batar, in Arabic, translated to English, was very detailed and promoted lone wolf attacks by Muslims in this country. Look at the documentation of the Muslim Brotherhood. For him to say that is so disingenuous, and you can see the links they're going to destroy Donald Trump, destroy this country, because if you do take down Donald Trump, you will take down this country. And people like Sean Hannity, who stand in the gap in the corporate world, represent the truth. You got the Wolf Blitzers, which are just completely, you talk about unhinged. Next to unhinged should be Chris Matthews. I want to make sure I got that right. Rachel Maddow and Wolf Blitzer. Okay, seriously, they're unhinged. They're biased. They're anti-constitutional, anti-Trump, anti-anything American. Pro, hey, let's open the borders and bring them all in. Their pictures should be right next to the definitions of all of those. But that's just my personal opinion. In my professional opinion, we're going to have to be talking to Lisa Haven about this, and she's on deck waiting to come on. LisaHaven.news, and I got to tell you this: the Daily Show or the John and Joe Show has a pretty funny element to it today. So, but I'm just going to leave you as a cliffhanger on that. Before we bring on Lisa, I want to mention that portions of the Nice Broadcast brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com. Look, if you're a business owner, small, medium, or large business owner, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're looking for someone to hire for a specific position, look no further than ZipRecruiter. I have personally used ZipRecruiter.com. I actually had a good experience. When you hire people, you really need that kind of all-in-one place kind of assistance, and ZipRecruiter provides just that. For me, it was an extremely easy experience. And you know how I am around technology, okay? ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to the job that you have open to 100-plus job sites with just one click. So ZipRecruiter.com, but here's the deal. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N, ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/Hagman. More on that later. Let's bring Lisa on. Joe?
Lisa, it's great to have you back on the show.
It's good to be on the show. Thanks for bringing me on.
Hey, thanks for being allowing us to bring you on. You know what? I had a great time on your program the other day. When was it? Wednesday or Tuesday or something? I don't know. It was great.
Yeah, Wednesday, I think.
Tuesday.
Yeah, well, Wednesday I put it up. Yes. It was fun, yeah.
You know, thanks for putting up with, it just seemed like, you're just such a gracious host but thank you for all that you do. And, you know, people have to understand, you really put a lot of time, a lot of effort into your news gathering, your reports. I mean, it's refreshing to see a person like yourself really get into what's happening, the events of the day. So where do you want to start? We really don't have much to talk about in terms of news. I guess there's, how many, 13 dead, 12 plus dead, 13?
All right, yeah, just real quick, just a recap on what's going on, because there's a lot of stories intermingled in this.
Yeah.
Okay, there are 13 people dead from the van attack.
In Barcelona.
Okay. 16 plus with life-threatening injuries.
Okay.
92 people injured overall, 84 from the van, 8 from an explosion in a house. There have been 2 arrests and 2 people have died, 1 shot by the police, 1 died in the explosion of the house that is related somehow to this terrorist attack.
Don't jump to conclusions now. That could be
an
old lady leaving the stove on.
Well, this is according to multiple news sources. Also, the driver is apparently still at large. And Dad, we were looking at this earlier. The police misidentified the one man who was identified. It was not Driss Akabir. It is Moussa, His brother, his younger brother.
Oh, his younger brother, but from Morocco nonetheless, yeah. and an immigrant to Spain from Morocco.
Right? Yeah.
Perhaps.
Of Morocco origin.
Of Moroccan origin. Okay. Well, Lisa, where do you want to start?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know if anybody's got a chance, but they've leaked some of those videos, and they are absolutely horrifying. I couldn't watch half of them. I'm just like, my heart hurts.
Yeah.
But there's obviously, you know, a rise in terrorist attacks and here and abroad. And so I think there's a little more to the story. You know, I think what you guys were saying in the beginning is you're spot on. I mean, we have this one that happened here in Barcelona. And then the other one, you know, we have, you know, all these things just going on at once. And it just breaks my heart, I guess. But that many people to be hurt by a van is just disturbing.
You know, not to make light of this, because I certainly don't want to make light of this, but I can see Diesel is upset. He's got his head kind of buried, and you know,
he does.
And yeah, while I love her dog, by the way. while I'm seemingly being trite about this. If I was an entrepreneur, leftist, progressive, communist-minded like a Pelosi, although I know how insane that sounds, I would probably, you know, invest my money in the candle or trinket business, because I'm sure we're going to see the candles come out tonight in Barcelona. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm not saying anything, but you know, the progressives' idea of addressing this to me is just having a candlelight vigil and believing that coexist, it can, you know, can exist.
Yeah.
That's
the thing. You know, I wouldn't call it a religion of peace like a lot of them say. You know, there are good and bad to it, but the bottom line is there's a lot of radical, mentality that's risen out of this, and we can see this. I mean, not only in Barcelona, but it's happened here in America, it's happened abroad. And as we know, the left is working, you know, hand in hand with them. And so they are allowing it. It's almost like, oh, let's use them temporarily. The enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of relationship, I think, is going on. And obviously the CIA and everything is involved, and we've been arming Syria and some of the rebels. And I know they haven't officially pinned it as a terrorist attack. I guess time will tell how they pin that, or they haven't yet, right, in Barcelona, as far as I know.
You know, Joey, you're more on top of Barcelona, because I looked at that. I just said, look, terrorist attack. What else could, you know, what else is it? Muslim. That's, yeah. You know, that's my default setting.
Well, the driver is still on the loose. He's the only one that hasn't been caught, apparently. And there's a lot of conflicting stuff. I'm still trying to make sense of everything that
he could be a Basque separatist. You know, you can't rule that out. Or I guess that would be what would be Catalana separatist. But
from what I gather, yeah, apparently the driver of the van, a Spanish passport of a person of Moroccan origin, was left at the scene of the attack, according to Barcelona's TV3 reported. And as I said, this is a very convoluted story. You have a lot of moving pieces from this. It seems like multiple attacks. You had the initial van attack, then you had reports of hostages being taken in a bar, which turned out not to be true. Then you had one of the attackers who was in the van try to blow through a barricade that the cops set up, and he ended up getting into a shooting match with the police and was shot and killed. And then you have these houses. There was an explosion last night at this house due to a gas leak, apparently. And then there was another explosion at the same house or area today, in which they're saying this is also related to the attack. So I said all that to say, you know, we still don't have a lot of answers with this yet, but
still going on, or it's still kind of in. It's an evolving crime.
It definitely fits the pattern. And I said something earlier on the Daily Show. I said, you know, these people seem to lack imagination when it comes to these terror attacks. But one thing I heard on the radio today that made sense is the lack of sophistication is something that actually allows them to go undetected while they're doing their planning. It's not like they're buying bomb-making materials and fertilizer and whatnot. They just rent a vehicle, and then, you know, if they have a firearm or whatever, they're able to carry out these attacks. But a lot of conflicting reports from the alternative media. I think we've had three misidentifications of suspects in this attack. So a lot of the information is still very raw. But we'll see where this goes. Definitely terror.
Definitely terror and lots of conflicting information. I would read one story and then I went to another and I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
So it is a bit confusing at this point, but I mean, nonetheless, I guess that's where we're at. But I mean, if bottom line boils down to, you know, regardless of if it's terrorist, if it's, whatever it could be, we know that, you know, a lot of the immigrations are bringing in crime, you know, when they immigrate into countries. And a lot of that is radical Islam. That is a problem we ultimately are dealing with as a country, as a nation, and over in other countries and nations. What is it? Sweden, they have the highest rape crime right there, mm-hmm. with one of the highest immigrations. And now it's funneling over into Europe. So I think that's something that, you know, we need to keep at the forefront at all times. And when the left is in bed with these people, in order to accomplish whatever, you know, they've got on the agenda, then I've got some serious issues with that. And I think that's why people like you and Joe and, me are kind of on the chopping block, because we expose that. And so we're getting attacked left and right from Google, from YouTube. Now I actually woke up today and like, I don't know, about 25 to 40% of my videos overnight were unmonetized. And, you know, I knew it was coming because multiple other people,
See, Diesel is upset about that kibble, that affects his kibble ratio. I understand
that.
Yeah,
he doesn't like that.
But so overnight, this... Okay, stand by, folks. We love dogs here. We really do. Okay, Lady, the studio dog, Theo, her companion, they're sleeping soundly in the corner. So,
But we see this a lot. You know, Diamond and Silk just went through this. We went through it a long time ago where they,
they keep
demonetize the videos. And what's interesting is our videos, some of them get demonetized, but they allow us to monetize them, but they never actually have ads in them, and the revenue doesn't move one way or the other. So it's very frustrating.
Too. Yeah.
The one we did yesterday, I guess because it had your name in it, Doug, I don't know, but it got unmonetized right off the bat. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But I'm toxic. Yeah, believe me.
Yeah, you are.
and I'm proud of it, you know, because... Yeah. And see, this is what I think. This is what people, Lisa, don't understand. You know, people think, for example, and if we can, if you don't mind, do you mind talking about this for a little bit? Because it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of research, it takes a lot of electricity. You know, everything adds up. So people think, oh, you're just doing a video. Well, no, you're doing reporting, and there's a lot of preparation that goes into that. You've got a show. You're doing a show. So a lot of people may say, well, you shouldn't monetize it to begin with. I don't agree with that at all. I mean, the amount of research that you do, that we see that you do, for your 250,000 subscribers on YouTube, on that platform alone it's amazing. So, and the monetization, even at 100% won't really cover your costs. You know, so I don't know.
They've significantly done everything. I mean, I got cut 90% along with everybody else, and I think they went back up to about, you know, they went up about 10 or 15%, you know, from that 90% drop, and then now with, you know, unmonetizing all the videos and stuff, it's obviously going to drop again. And so I have the same problem. They're constantly saying, oh yeah, we're going to advertise on your channel and it'll go down. And they really don't have any ads on there. But the problem is, you know, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, let's be frank. If I didn't monetize my videos, if I didn't make any income, I couldn't do what I do.
Right.
I would go and use my architectural drafting degree and go do that, you know? And so there's other options, but I have a passion here. You know, I want to share truth just like you guys. So, I mean, I'm all for anyone, you know, monetizing their channel, or, I mean, that's what we have to do to survive. It's just the truth. And I know we get a lot of heat, specifically from Christians, and I just don't stand on that side of the fence. I'm like, well, the other option would be to quit altogether and go do something else. And I'm not sure that's what God has on the table for us. So I'm with you wholeheartedly on that one.
And we're with you as well in that line of thinking. I totally believe. And Steve Quayle says this a lot, a man is worthy of his hire, and a woman is worthy of her hire. You know, so to those people who believe that there's no cost, or that Lisa doesn't have skin in the game, you know, equivalent to her income, even from the minimal income from the whatever's left of the decimated monetization process of YouTube. Well, you know, you're wrong. Plain and simple, you're wrong. So, but you know, to me, that is a form of censorship, because they want to take you out of the game. That's their objective, is to take you and I and Joe and others on the same, who are telling the truth. They want to take us out of the game, and this is one way of doing it, right?
Oh yeah, and I don't see them doing it to the far left. You know, that Google memo, I don't know if you, I'm sure you did, but you read by James Damore, I think is how you pronounce the last name, but he had put that memo out at Google and brought to the surface, and I've read the whole 10-page memo, and he was just saying, look, you're racist, you've got prejudice against, you know, women in certain areas. He kind of labeled it that way, and because of natural differences between men and women, he labeled it that. But he also brought up conservative, and how anyone who is a conservative within Google, and Google now owns YouTube, and it seemed once Google acquired YouTube, then hell hit high water, I guess, or hell hit the fan with YouTube. But once they acquired it, that's what we saw, you know, in the YouTube realm. But also James Damore pointed it out to Google there, saying, hey, you get blacklisted here at Google just for your conservative views. And he got fired as a result. Now I believe he's taking it to court, I think. But it just really goes to show that the enemy is people like you and I with more Christian, conservative, patriotic views. Those who are pushing the New World Order agenda, they're openly welcome to do it. And their videos are not even getting anywhere near attacked the amount and level that ours are.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really obvious. It's blatant right now, the tactics, and it saddens me. And now just to be clear, people, now I've gotten emails. Well, why don't you start your own channel, or why don't you host your own videos? It would cost you millions, the bandwidth to do that. I'm sure of it, because of the traffic and the subscribers that you've got. It would cost us millions in terms of our own network. Okay, so yeah, that's not an option at this point. Where else can you go, for example?
There's no like, people bring up, oh, you know, what is it, VidMe or VMO or all these other outlets, but let's be truthful, YouTube's kind of a monopoly on it. None of the other outlets are anywhere near the size. Some are paid for, some are not paid for, but it just really doesn't exist at this point because of the monopoly of YouTube. But the good news is, I know there is some headway being made. I know there's a march on Google, I think, on the 19th, held by Jack Posobiec, or
We had him on that, to my knowledge, unless you've got some new information. We had him on what, Monday, or that's on hold, I think, because of the violence.
Oh, it is on hold.
That was actually on Dredge yesterday. He postponed all or any events he had in the public in the wake of this Charlottesville incident.
Because
and
they
he
would
also
blame
said
that.
He was approached by that Jason Kessler, the organizer of the rally, before trying to get him to set up other rallies with this guy, with Posobiec. So he was kind of weary that he had a funny feeling that something, you know, they were going to use his event in some way to continue to promote their narrative of neo-Nazis. And
yeah,
I'm not sure if he thought something would happen, but he definitely did not feel right about it from what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hadn't heard that yet, but I'm sure, because that's one thing I was worried about when I had read about the event. I haven't followed up yet, but when I read about it a few days ago, it makes sense that he's postponing it because of what happened in Charlottesville. I kind of question. I'm like, oh no, because they definitely are at that heating and boiling point. They could use his event and send more Antifa thugs there and cause uproars and violence and blame it on, conservative, patriotic people simply because we want to stand against the corruption that's going on in Google. And so I think that's a good move on his part, at least for now. But there are other things. I know Diamond and Silk were talking about suing YouTube, and I think they're going through with it. Was that official yet or not?
We've been, I don't know how. I don't know exactly what they are doing, what Diamond and Silk are doing. We've had them on our program.
From what I said, just as you said, the guy who was fired from Google, I think, is filing a wrongful termination lawsuit, and Diamond and Silk are from. I haven't watched any of their videos except the one they put out, the first one, but I believe that they were looking into options for a class action lawsuit.
Well, yeah, I haven't told you this. I've been approached. Approached.
It's going around.
Yeah, for a class action lawsuit.
Well, there is, I think it's called Zombie something, but they are filing a class action. There is a YouTube channel, Zombie, and I'm blanking on it, but they're filing a class action lawsuit against YouTube. And I haven't actually announced this on my channel yet, but our network who I work with, a network that I work with, I'm going to be joining the lawsuit. So that's good news.
That's great news. And I think we might be talking the same language. I'll have to talk with you off air about that. With respect to the lawsuit, who knows? Folks, you're listening to the Hagmann Report. Lisa Haven is our guest. She really classes the joint up, doesn't she? Gonna be right back. Network break, 3 minutes.
Visit HagmannReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced, Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
These uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagmann. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagmann takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden.
exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Lisa Haven is our guest, folks. Go to her YouTube channel and subscribe. She's got tons of followers, does a great job with the content and everything else, and she just had the old man on here, and you can find that up on Hagman Report. It's about 8 or 9 stories down. He was just with her
with the blue dot Tuesday, over my right? face. Yeah, the William Kennedy Smith trial, blue dot over my face.
And Lisa, during the break, we were talking about a number of stories. One, we off air, we're talking about the Confederate statues that are being desecrated all around the country, and we're looking at a story here: Abraham Lincoln Monument torched in Chicago. And I asked you, what is the purpose behind this? And you had a much better idea of why they're doing this. You said it's not just about slavery; it's about something much different. Can you go into detail?
Yeah, I mean, the left is pretty radical. And if we look at the left's ultimate agenda, it has nothing to do with race or putting one minority group above another. It's really not what they're after. What they're after is a globally minded group of people. They hate America. They hate American culture. They want nothing to do with it, and they want it all eliminated. And how do you do that? Well, you do it in the name of, this particular, Washington had slaves, so he's not good. We need to tear that down and tear Lincoln down, because you can always find dirt somewhere on someone in the past. But it's about erasing American history and installing global New World Order minded mentality. That's the end game. It really isn't a race war or about, who's right or wrong in this or having a Confederate flag, because all that is our history. That's like going to a museum and seeing things that happened in history's past. And the things that they're attacking are good people. Lincoln did amazing things, during the slavery time, and now he's being attacked. So I think we need to keep that in perspective, is it's not necessarily about what they're claiming it's about, but the truth of the matter is it's about getting rid of the American patriotic view and installing that global citizen, globally minded New World Order that they want to send us into full fledged.
Yeah, and I agree with what you just said. You're exactly right. Now let me ask you this: the I guess we'll call it the alt left, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and what they've been doing. They've been able to basically riot anywhere they deem there's opposition or things that they disagree with, without any police intervention. And we saw that in Charlottesville specifically, where you had the two groups even, brought together after hours of violence when they dispersed the rally. Do you believe that these groups are, and I do believe this is true, that they are being directed by either, some would say the deep state and the leadership of the left. Do you believe that this stuff is more organized than what is being shown in the press? Not that it would ever come out in the press, but do you believe that there is a hidden hand behind what we see with this alt-left movement?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I've exposed documents. One that I'm thinking off the top of my head is Media Matters, David Barak. I brought this up a few times before, but I've read the whole 49, I think it's Strategy for Democracy.
Yeah, the playbook they put out.
Yeah, And in there, it's basically an attack campaign against Donald Trump, against conservatives. Conservatives are specifically mentioned. And he offers to pay people to troll the internet, pay people to get out and start riots, pay people to make phone calls to their congressmen. Why are they paying people? Well, obviously because there's not enough people that believe that way, but that is the way they want to take all of America. So they're using organizations like the Antifa thugs. And George Soros is helping fund those organizations. That's been exposed. Buses have been exposed on numerous occasions. So here it is in a nutshell. We have the documents that prove what they're doing. We have the buses. We have pictures of the buses. We have the thugs doing that. And we have George Soros sending money to those organizations, all proven 100%. It's not a conspiracy. It's a fact that that's what's going on. Now, you don't see that, you know, on conservatives doing that at all. And here's what ticks me off. You guys actually put out a report about Chris Cuomo that I read, and he was attempting to state, he was stating that right wing is the biggest extreme problem. And let me just share his quote if mm-hmm. I can.
Sure.
It says, if you take anarchists at their worst, do you have male factor? Do you have criminals in their ranks? Do you have people who do violent things? Yes, yes, yes. That is not a moral equivalency to the KKK. It's certainly not equivalent to what we see on the right. Just look at the stats. The number one domestic terrorist threat to the United States is the extreme right. There is not even a close second. Now, I'm not on the far right, and I'm obviously not on the left. I don't classify you or I anywhere in that. We're just patriots trying to save America. We're not violent people. But taking his quote and saying, all on the right and extreme right or whatever, it's just not true. Look at what the thugs are doing, the Antifa thugs, just these past couple of years. They're in the streets causing riots, killing people. There's things happening. And repeatedly this is going on. Black Lives Matter is out there doing things, and they're going to say it's one side is worse than the other. So, I mean, he needs to put his foot in his mouth as far as I'm concerned. But the thing is, they're attempting to paint put us in that basket of crazy. Put us in that basket and saying, oh, well, you know, Doug and Joe Hagman and Lisa Haven and Alex Jones and all of them, they are the far right. Even though we're not the far right, we're just patriotic, loving people who want the better for America. But they're putting us in that boat, and we're getting censored left and right and getting targeted. So that's kind of my idea there.
You know, for just my two cents, and you're right on the money. People need to understand that, and this is why history is being revised, has been revised. There's something called damnation memoriae. It's Latin. Memoriae.
I thought you used to know Latin.
I did. But, my goodness, come on, man. It's 100 years ago. But anyway, it's called condemnation of memory or condemnation of history, where there's a complete erasure of history. But Stalin purge, for example, comes to mind in modern times. But the anti-fascists are the fascists, and I think people need to understand that the people who the left are saying are on the far right are really not on the far right at all. They're on the far left, and the definitions are words are being redefined, and the politics is being misdefined. So that's just my two cents, but. What do I know?
And Lisa, do you believe that, you know, Chris Cuomo and these other, you know, another example is, this is on Hagman Report also, Eric Dyson spins violent left-wing groups as patriots preserving fabric. Do you believe that these, commentators and these political pundits and, especially people in the media, do you think they believe what they say? Or do you think they just don't care because they're paid to read the script?
You know, sometimes I think some of them are just literally brainwashed to that level, but at the same aspect, who is going to be crazy enough to do that and cap on their country in such a way? It's almost like either they're paid or they have hate for the country that they live in. I mean, you know, and so I think a lot of it has to do with pay. We know that, you know, there's six major companies that own the media, the mainstream media. Saudi Arabia is a part of that. And so there's a lot more involved there in the media aspect. So I think they're told by their higher ups, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. And if this happens, you get fired or you get let go. So I think some of it is risk of losing job. And some of it is, you know, they're being in with the in crowd because that's what everybody in their area is in. And another part of that, I think there are people getting paid. We already know George Soros helps fund organizations to do certain things to his bidding. I mean, he's started wars over things. He did stuff in Ukraine, and here in America, he's attempting to do the exact same thing. And he's not alone. There's other people. I mean, you know, there's other people doing it. And so he's not the only monster in the bunch, but they're making many other monsters. And now I think with CNN, they've really upped their rhetoric. I was telling you a little earlier, I used to be able to just sit and watch it so I can take it in and report on some of the bad things that they're doing. But now it's almost gotten to the point where I can't even turn it off because I want to yell at the screen. Yeah. CNN gets me so mad. I'm like, did they just? Oh my God, you know, knowing what happened. So it's, they've really crossed a line, and I think they've kind of gone anti-America, if I'm going to put it bluntly.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, I used to go through that with, and sometimes I still do, depending on what's being said on the mainstream media, but usually I just watch it for the entertainment value, and I try to keep it limited to, you know, clips I find on the internet rather than just sitting there watching CNN. But back to this political divide in our country, do you believe that this left-wing movement, how long until they, I mean, obviously they've been coming after the Constitution in subvert ways, you know, trying to suppress speech and, you know, they've been going after the Second Amendment for a long time. How long until they're, you know, calling the Constitution racist and, you know, and an all-out public assault against the Constitution, do you think? You think we'll see that this year?
You know, the way it's headed, it's possible. I know that they, I mean, they're starting with Donald Trump. They're already painting any nationalistic, patriotic thing in a bad light, destroying our heritage, destroying things that shouldn't be destroyed. And Donald Trump's actually calling it out. His speech the other day was like, well, I mean, all these monuments are getting destroyed and it's just history in America. And I was very happy to hear that. But they're already going after the Constitution. We know that's something that Obama put into play when he called it outdated and old and we need revisions. And then right before leaving office, he goes to the UN and says that we need to give up a little bit of our sovereignty for a governing international body. And, you know, these are things that are already underway. Common Core teaches globally minded mental things. And I was looking at a friend of mine who had took a few pictures. They had like a meeting at their school for parents, and parents would go like before the school opened. And she was taking pictures of some of the slides that they had up there. And in the schools, they were talking about, we want to train the children to think globally. And now it's just straight out. And it's like, okay, well, what does that mean exactly? I mean, what kind of globally are you training them? You know, this isn't let's just get along with other countries that they're teaching our children. It's not, I mean, because we need to get when we talk about New World Order, it's not this, we can't get along with other countries. No, there's peace. You know, we have to have, you know, the capability to trade, the capability to do things with other countries. What we don't want is them having authority over our country, like the UN, where we don't get to say who's in the UN. We have a Saudi Arabia in charge of a human rights division at the United Nations. Saudi Arabia that pushes, you know, horrible things on women. And, you know, and so here we have that. And so we don't want that kind of style body ruling over us. And this is exactly what Obama wants to bring in, what other people on the left want to bring in. They want to destroy our sovereignty. And so, you know, we need to just keep our heads up because the ultimate end game is to eliminate the Constitution. And the left is playing into that card very nicely for them because they're going to say, in the end, I think they're going to say it's racist document. It's an old document. It's outdated. And it hates slaves. Like I've heard that, like, I mean, it not hates slaves. What is it? It's too white of a thing, too white of a document that it's, and it's a racist document. It's against blacks because it was around during slavery. I've actually heard the left talk about it in that way. And so that scary line is already starting to be crossed.
Yeah, it is. And, as the president said on Tuesday, I believe it was, you know, where does it end? Where is this going to end? And as you said earlier, there's a bigger agenda at play here. There are a number of people behind the scenes. What the real goal is this, you know, globalist civilization rather than the nationalistic model that we've had for so long. And there's only a few, you know, pieces that they have left to push. Let me ask you about the Trump-Russia narrative. Thankfully, that's died down in the media, you know, because other things are going on. I believe it will be back sooner than later. They're painting Russia as this enemy, making any dealings that Trump did, or even the ones they made up, any dealings with Russia, they seem to paint as, you know, some kind of treason. Why do you think they're pitting the U.S. and Russia against each other? Is it to in furtherance of this new world order, or do you believe that there is some kind of globalist agreement behind the scenes, as we've seen this with North Korea and whatnot, where they are constantly in communication, but you see like Trump stating, you know, the fire and fury comment, and Kim Jong Il stating he's going to, you know, nuke the USA, but behind the scenes there's really a backdoor line of communication where these two have been talking with each other, or at least representatives have been talking with each other. I guess my question is this a lot of theater we're seeing come out in the media, or do you believe this is how our relationship with Russia and other nations really are as they're portrayed in the media?
Well, I mean, there is a lot of theater for sure. And I think that they are, you know, Putin has, you know, he's anti-New World Order. He's anti-globalist, at least. That's the public stance he's taken. And, you know, I don't agree with all his policies. There's a lot of things I don't agree with about Putin. But Donald Trump has also taken a similar stand. So I believe what the, you know, globalists are doing, those who want to push the other narrative, are pitting the two against each other to cause tension with two people who are like-minded on the one subject, which is anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, anti, you know, moving in that direction. So let's make one the enemy of the other, and let's make them fight each other so there is no strength in that. And this whole Russian narrative is bolstered up by the mainstream media. It's going to continue. That I know, even though they have not really a shred of evidence. Now, today I put out a report that's pretty interesting. Is WikiLeaks' Julian Assange has came out, and he was speaking to congressman.
Dana Rohrabacher, yeah. By the way.
Yeah. Yeah, to her. And he told her, he said, look, I'd like to speak to President Trump and get to the bottom of what's going on with Russia. And basically, in a nutshell, he has a bombshell for the president and wants to meet the president to share and prove in some way that the Russian narrative is just a joke and just a big fat fraud and just a big fat fake, and that he did not get his information from Russia, and he's ready to show Donald Trump and move in that direction. So here we have that. And even you know, leftist groups, I reported this one from the Hill had published it, and they're like, they painted the Congress person there as a Russian supporter. I'm like, so it's just so twisted, but that's where it sits. It's a big fraud. We know it, and more and more information is surfacing, and quite frankly, I think they're a little scared at this time.
You know, more of a case has been made between collusion between Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Putin in Russia than exists even on the best of days with Donald Trump. And perhaps it's an issue of transference or projection, whatever you want to call it, but Uranium One, you know, period. New paragraph. You've got, I mean, Uranium One alone should prove that the deal between that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, signed off on, but, you know, self-enrichment there via Bill Clinton. And of course, Bill Clinton, $500,000 for a speech in Moscow. Hello? Anybody home? I mean, for crying out loud. So you're exactly correct. So I guess I was just adding to what you said, and I think it's 100% accurate.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The left is very keen about whatever they are doing, they pin on the other side. It's like, okay, if I know they're pinning this, then I've got to look for dirt in that area. It's like clockwork now, you know, it's just normal. But I mean, that's their I guess, Saul Alinsky style tactics that they're doing, and but they're really pushing it, and all the while they have people in their back pocket. We know Comey's in their back pocket, was in their back pocket. Mueller, he's a riot in and of itself, but I mean, and they're really pulling at strings to try to pin something on Donald Trump. And I fear, you know, there could be an assassination attempt on his life in the future. I pray for our country, and I don't know what America is going to look like if that happens. That's a scary thought as well. But I mean, they just don't want anyone who loves America up yeah. there at all in any way, shape, or form.
No, you're absolutely right. Lisa, switching gears here, there's some information that's kind of been overlooked today with the terror attack incident in Barcelona. Wasserman Schultz, ex-IT aide, indicted on 4 counts, including bank fraud and making false statements. And we've seen this. This is part of the possible congressional blackmail, the Awan brothers, and they indicted Amir Nawan and his wife, Hina Alvi. Thank you. Where do you see this? What do you see with this case? There's a lot that has been ongoing that we've reported on, that's been underreported by the media. We have Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatening the Capitol Police. You have the allegations of blackmail and fraud with members of Congress. This guy had access to numerous members of Congress's computers, including, you know, top level Democrats and
Three top level committees, 80 congressmen over the course of 10 years, three top level committees, including the House Intelligence Committee. You got the DNC as well via Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Go ahead, sir.
Do you see this case or investigation bringing out any new information on the DNC, Hillary Clinton, and a lot of what we've been seeing in the alternative media, or do you think this is going to die with the Awan brothers?
You know, I think the Awan brothers, they're the fall boy, or probably also the ones who've committed a lot of crimes in the name of accepting money from many at the DNC. That's kind of an obvious thing, I believe. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the one that tried to confiscate the laptop for Seth Rich. Then we have the photo that surfaced with the Awan brother there. I think it was, you know, before Seth Rich was killed. So there's all these interesting links and ties between the Awani brothers and between what's going on. And so knowing that, and also knowing that they're ignoring the story. I think Fox News made mention of it, but no other channel has really focused in depth and detail in any way of the real crime that's right in front of our face. So I think if more does surface in regard to the DNC servers and in regards to the emails and all of that, and maybe the Awani brothers with it, if it does surface, they're not going to report it on the mainstream media. I think they're going to dumb it down. They're going to play it down. They're going to hide it, because you said that the Wine brothers are on so many, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz wasn't the only one that was sending money and putting them on the payroll. You know, many of the members were, and I'm blanking on how many exactly it was, but that tells me that there is some dirty dealings within the DNC and these brothers. That's an obvious stated fact and what's going on. And so I think if it does come out something to that level, they're going to dumb it down, they're going to play it down, and the mainstream media is going to ignore it.
Okay. Back to the White House, and what we're talking about, Congress. The debt ceiling is going to be reached here in just, I believe, 9 days. And I don't know how much research you've done on this. And with the House coming back from their recess, it seems that they don't have a lot of worry about this. But many people believe that they're going to let a government shutdown potentially happen just to continue to gum up the works for Donald Trump and his agenda. What are your thoughts on the economy, the rise of the debt ceiling, and do you believe Congress will pass a budget to keep the government from shutting down?
You know, I don't know exactly which way it will go. I mean, they could pass some partial thing. I know that they've done that in the past. Let's do a little piece here, putting Band-Aids on it. So I think a possible Band-Aid is the solution, or they could just let it go and see what happens. I mean, anything right now is really on the table, because they're just, it's just unstable. And with everything with Donald Trump, it's new territory for me. So it's this new area that we're in because the American people are standing up and we're fighting back and we're trying to stand against this thing. And look, Donald Trump's the only one that's actually turned our clock of debt backwards for a time. I mean, it went down for a little bit. It's like, that's good. How is that a bad thing? And then all of a sudden they want to get rid of one of the only presidents who've done that. But if we're going to be frank about it, our economy, either way, it's on an unstable path. That's the truth. We can't continue where we're headed. At some point, something's going to happen in the future. I don't think it's a matter of if it'll happen, but when it'll happen. It could be years from now. It could be sooner. I don't know. But you know, there are good things. You know, Donald Trump sends out one tweet and it sends the stock market up and down. So it's one of those, I'm kind of on the fence. I don't know which way the cookie's going to crumble.
Okay. Lisa, we only got about a minute left. Anything you're working on, any upcoming shows or shows that you've done recently that you want to promote, and anything that we haven't covered that you want to touch on?
Yeah, just, I mean, if people want to check me out, they can just put in Lisa Haven at YouTube and I'll come right up. You know, and there's a lot of things I'm kind of researching and going over and looking at documents and trying to gain more information. So a lot of the times I try to go to the sources and read those. But, you know, just, you know, keep our country in prayer, keep what's going on in prayer. I think, that's something that I, you know, want to kind of close it with, is just make sure, we're doing that aspect of it too, because there's that spiritual battle going on as well. So we just need to stand firm in that and firm in what we believe. And, I guess stand with us against the censorship that's happening to all of us.
Support people like Lisa Haven. Support Lisa Haven and people like her. Alternative Media, you really are a classy researcher, classy lady. Thank you. And thank Diesel too. He's a, you know, but seriously, thank you for gracing, classing up our show by your presence.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're an absolutely fantastic researcher. We love you. And, we'll be, praying for you as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right? You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP-proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available, anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. A Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke smokeless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.